in a special way the President of the Republic of Zambia, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, who is present with all his entourage. I wish also to greet the national, local, civil authority and military authorities. I wish also to greet His Excellency Your Lordship George Lungu, Bishop of Chipata and the President of the Episcopal Conference of Zambia. I would also like to extend my loving greetings afterwards to the archbishops, bishops, priests, religious men and women, and the lady of Indola Diocese. Muave benigno bonse mukwai. At the conclusion of this solemn liturgy, celebrating the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I am honored to share with you the cordial salutations from our beloved Pope Francis and this apostolic blessing upon you and all your relatives. In this period when humanity is experiencing the terrible consequences of the pandemic, your Father is close to every person who is fighting to overcome the global pandemic with the grace of God and to reach a better future. The Pontiff recently said, "The pandemic has enlightened how vulnerable and interconnected we all are. If we do not take care of each other, starting with the least, those who are most affected, including creation, we cannot heal the world." Pope Francis also stated that while there are many heroes who are caring for others during the pandemic, even at the risk of their own lives, the pandemic has also revealed economic and social systems influenced by a distorted vision of the person, a gaze that ignores the person's dignity and the relational character by seeing others as objects, objects to be used and discarded. We want to recognize the human dignity of every person, whatever his or her race, language, or condition. He adds, taking seriously the dignity of each person and recognizing the God-given gift of creation should give rise to both a sense of responsibility and a sense of awe. In order to implement well the social distancing protocols, many could not participate personally in this celebration. We have to continue to strive in obedience, pursuing the sanitary measures, invoking the help of God to protect us, and to give to the scientists the illumination to find as soon as possible the vaccine. At the end of the celebration, you will receive a prayer that shall be recited every day during this pandemic time for our protection till the day when the vaccine will be distributed. I cannot assure that you will not die, but I can assure if you will pray, you will not die with the coronavirus. We have to be confident in the help and in the assistance of our beloved God. On behalf of the OBC, allow me to express my gratitude to His Grace Alec Banda, Metropolitan Archbishop of Lusaka, for all the achievements in these last 2 years and 4 months as Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Dodona. I didn't count from the beginning, Your Grace. I am fully convinced that the Lord Jesus, Giver of all gifts, will reward His grace for the way He has carried out the pastoral ministry, safeguarding the flock of God and guiding all priests. May the Blessed Virgin Mary continue to intercede for him, so that now he can accomplish even greater things in the Archdiocese of Lusaka. Na tutela lesa mumame. Dear Bishop Benjamin Piri, at the beginning of your appointment, I shared with you these words. You will find the Diocese of Dodona well ordered and vibrant with faith. You will discover things like that. And I am fully convinced that with the grace of God, you will be able to manifest the same enthusiasm of St. Thomas the Apostle, who had asked to know the way, so that in the daily commitment of the Episcopal ministry, you could point to Christ as the Savior of mankind, the way that leads to the Father. It is said that whoever bears the name of Benjamin, which literally means son of the right, upright, is a friend of everyone, always has a smile on his lips, and spreads only goodness with his irresistible smile. Your Lord, Your Lordship, by Your name, you already have the pastoral program as the new Bishop of Dodona. Beloved by God, chosen by His Almighty love to guide this portion of God's people in this particular church, you are called to make shining the three main qualities of the Episcopal ministry as a Benjamin: teach, sanctify, and govern this diocese, but always showing that you are a friend of everyone, as you stated in your speech. In the Bull of Appointment, your father, Pope Francis, writes, "Let us give thanks to the one who, in this wonderful mercy, wanted and meant that we, as a children of light, always remain bright in the splendor of the truth, in proclaiming that He is our salvation, and let us work as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God, so that we can be recognized as teachers in Christ and fathers in Him to the gospel. First of all, among the principal duties of the bishops, there is that to announce the gospel of Christ to men, calling them to a faith in the power of the Spirit, or confirming them in the living faith. The bishop should expound the holy mystery of Christ to them, namely, those trust that the ignorance of which is the ignorance of Christ. At the same time, they should point out the divinely revealed way to give glory to God, and hereby to attain eternal happiness. Christus Dominus, number 12. jealousy and the passions should always testify in favor of the truth of God, even at the cost of one's life, in order to point out the good way that leads to God. Teach in an appropriate way with kindness, knowing that you are the guide of the people of God, in particular of the priests who are entrusted to you today. Secondly, the bishop is called to sanctify because he has received the fullness of the priesthood. As the Mother Church teaches us, the bishop should be diligent in fostering holiness among his clerics, religious, and the laity, according to the special vocation of each. Christus Dominus, number 15. The prayer of the shepherd will ensure that the precious stones of the Christian vocation sown in the hearts of the faithful on the day of their baptism shine so that all can find the proper place in the church. Thirdly, the bishop, as the Second Vatican Council teaches, shows moreover that earthly goods and human institutions, according to the plan of God the Creator, are also disposed for man's salvation, and therefore can contribute much to the building up of the body of Christ. Christus Dominus, number 12. Here we see another meaning of your name. Since as a bishop, you are called to commit yourself to be a friend of all. In fact, with the kindness, the bishop, in governing the portion of the people of God entrusted to him, must interact with everyone, in particular with the established authority. I appreciate a lot what you said about the collaboration, the dialogue, because this is the way that Pope Francis is praising for everybody in the Catholic Church. Communion and dialogue. Encouraging it to search and fight for the common good, avoiding sympathy for wealth, and refusing to have your mouth shut up because of the gifts you receive. The bishop, enlightened by the grace of the Holy Spirit with the prudence, knows how to indicate what is the good to be achieved in the concrete situation, and points it out to everyone, especially to those who have received the task of administering public affairs, with a smile on his lips, without pointing fingers to condemn. You must know well that any bishop fights against injustice with the love of Christ and for the love of Christ. It's very easy to curse people's situation, but it's very difficult to say, come here, I want to help you. Give me a chance how to help you, especially your priest. Finally, the bishop is called to spread goodness, should manifest the maternal solicitude of the Church toward all men, whether they are believers or not. With a special affection, they should attend upon the poor and the lower classes to whom the Lord sent them to preach the gospel. Christus Dominus, number 13. The bishop must always keep the door of his house open so that anyone who passes can enter to be enlightened, to find comfort, to be listened to. In particular, as Pope Francis teaches us, the bishop must prefer the poor, while the dearest to the heart of God. He himself comforts to the poor Christ without giving the impression of leading a life of luxury and full of every comfort. Reminding you of what Pope Francis wrote at the end of the book. Venerable brother, with your diligence, fill this flock entrusted to your care with blessings. Nourished by the example of your guidance, may God, who sent his Son to sow in the world the seed of the word and to announce the gospel to the poor, may grant to it the world with your hard work and thus reap the fruit with joy. You said the homily about the mother, and you presented you as a father of the diocese. But many times, dear brother bishop, as a bishop, you have to act as a mother to show the mercy of God to all. In this way, even you one day will be able, if you act in this way, and this will be the program of your ministerial life, the faithful of the Diocese of Imola will one day say about the Bishop Benjamin, he has done all things well. As the contemporaries of Jesus said about the life and behavior of our Lord, because our bishop has spent his life for others, he knew how to be a witness to the love of God, the Father, for all men. He loved his neighbor to the point of sacrificing himself as Jesus Christ did. In this way, even you, one day, will be able to affirm with St. Paul in full serenity and with the right conscience, I have completed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. This is my wish for you as you start your episcopal ministry in this beautiful diocese of Indoro. Archbishop Banda said, repeated me what he said to you today. If you don't come to visit Indoro, you don't know how is the Catholic Church in Zambia. I accompany you with my prayer, and I entrust you to the powerful intercession of Mary, most holy, whom we contemplate today ascending to heaven, so that she may always be beside you with her maternal love, and may help you always to conform your life to God's will. Best wishes for good and fruitful ministry.